There are over 200,000 social benefit organizations registered on the Department of Social Development website. We know how crucial the youth development sector is in South Africa.
And I think from our point of view, what we've seen is that competition across organizations is one of the key barriers to collaboration and engagement and leads to the fragmentation that we see in the space. So it's competition for resources, competition for funding, the competition for beneficiaries. And sometimes it's not as simple as just reaching out to the organization and saying, why aren't you collaborating and thinking and adopting this collaborative mindset? Because at the end of the day, having a collaborative mindset is something that we all agree, at least on paper, right? So very few organizations are going to say, nah, we don't want any collaboration at all.
And with a youth unemployment rate upwards of 50%, we need a resilient, innovative youth sector. In episode 11 of the Just for a Change podcast, we'll be dissecting this issue of fragmentation in the youth development sector and also looking at the role that technology is playing as a leverage point to drive integration.
There are a number of initiatives underway that are starting to shift the landscape. For me, I think there has been a silver lining to COVID-19 in accelerating digital transition and also an awareness and interest in the use of technology to improve programs and even operations. And I think that a lot of the opportunity that I see is around the management of data and the sharing of data and how data is made more accessible and available, in particular when it comes to young people themselves.
For our Positive Outlook segment, we invited Taryn Abrahams from Activate Change Drivers. Activate's vision is to establish a network of young leaders with the capacity to drive change for the public good across South Africa. Taryn chats to us about what Activate is doing in the youth sector to drive change.
A blended learning approach. The whole idea behind that was to provide a digital space for learning and information, as well as the face-to-face space, because we do feel that sometimes just having the one without the other doesn't give that in-depth learning that one needs. So we've incorporated social emotional learning into all our content that's created. We have a combination of masterclass and self-led courses.
Click the subscribe button on our podcast profile to make sure you don't miss this episode.